Jake, I'm getting worried. My house hunt's taking longer than expected. We've made so many offers and keep losing out.
You could really use the JAG advantage.
What's the JAG advantage?
The Jim Allen Group, number one real estate team in the state since 1996, with the largest inventory of home sites in the Triangle, 11,000. And they rep more than 65 communities.
The Jim Allen Group? Oh, I get it. The JAG advantage.
Can score with the Jim Allen Group at thejagadvantage.com. Equal housing opportunity.
All right. So yesterday I saw, and this might have come out earlier, but I just saw it yesterday. Immediately grabbed my phone. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has their artist class. And Rick French is not only a friend, he's a board member. A board of trustees member of the Rock Hall, and he joins us like he did last year and the year before and the year before that. I think the last time we talked about Dolly Parton, right?
We did, Adam. Hey, thanks for having me. And thanks, by the way, for having Tom and Justin be my warm-up act. I love it.
It's been pretty good. It's been a heck of a show. So Eric Cole earlier, like my phone works. It works well. It stores phone numbers well. So, by the way, did you happen to check out Dolly's Rockstar album?
I did. I thought it was great.
Yeah, I dug it. People are like, why are you listening to Dolly Parton sing, I don't know, whatever songs she was, just incredible stuff. All right, let's get to this class, which strikes me as, and I can't really compare it, but it's hard to imagine a more diverse from one end of the spectrum to the other. I mean, maybe if you had a bluegrass artist in this, because, you know, from Mary J. Blige to Ozzy Osbourne, Kool and the Gang, Cher in the Rock Hall, it is an incredible class.
It really is. And, you know, to your point, we have been really making a strong effort to strive for diversity and to honor all of the roots of rock and roll and contemporary music. And so, you know, even when you get into the Musical Influence Award with the Alexis Corners and John Mayles and so on of the world, you know, we're reaching all corners of the music universe in assembling this class. And I think that's the right way to look at it. I think a lot of our fans look at rock and roll through the prism in which they grew up with it and an era, but it is a big tent, and there's a lot of influences, and I think this year's class kind of touches all of them.
Rick French, Board of Trustees, member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. So let me just get into just a couple of the artists, and I'm going to start with Dave Matthews. Dave Matthews Band goes in, and the reason I know I found out about the class is because a buddy of mine who covers basketball tweets out Dave Matthews going in, who will induct him. I don't know how that process worked or works, but I saw and I've watched, and I watched it actually last night because it was so good, Dave induct or present Traffic for the Rock Hall of Fame. And that was one of the great introductions. That Tom Morello inducting Kiss or presenting Kiss, and I'm not even a Kiss fan, however many years ago that was probably the best speech I've ever seen at one of those settings. But I love Dave Matthews' story that he told. Can we get Steve Winwood to present Dave Matthews?
You know, you never know. I'll tell you how we do it. You know, we go to the artists and we ask them who they would like to induct them. And they give us some names and we reach out. And obviously the people that they choose are ones that are meaningful to them, that they were either influenced by, they may have a close friendship. You know, I could see, and I don't know, we haven't gotten that far yet, but I could see a scenario with everything that Dave Matthews has been involved with Farm Aid, you know, with Willie Nelson right. and Neil Young and all of that, that it could be somebody, John Mellencamp, somebody from that universe. But then again, you know, he also influenced, you know, a generation, really, of acoustic-driven singer-songwriters. So, like, you know, I'll give you a John Mayer, a Jason Mraz, guys like that. So, you know, I could also see it coming from that camp. But either way, that's going to be a fan favorite. You know, there was outcry after Dave was put on the ballot a few years ago and he didn't get voted in. And sometimes that just happens. It's the way that the votes break. But I think it'll be a real celebration in Cleveland this year with Dave Matthews and his brothers getting in there.
It's just incredible stuff. Cool in the gang. I mean, this just speaks to my youth. Cool in the gang, Tribe Called Quest, Mary J. Blige, as you get like an R&B and a rap feel. How much pushback did you get when we started getting into rap and stuff like that in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Adam Gold in studio with my man, Coach Pete DeRuta, Capital Financial Advisory Group. I was on your website, and I love the term financial termites because there are always things eating at your money that you can't see.
So you don't want financial termites. Termites in the financial world are risk, fees, unnecessary commissions. All the bad things that we see and we hear about on TV are happening many times inside your portfolio you don't see. So you need a financial exterminator. Well, for the next 10 of you who call, we'll put together for you your very own total retirement plan at no cost.
Call 888-843-0013 or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
It was one of two camps. It was either people applauded it for recognizing that rock and roll is an ever-evolving art form, or we got pushback and a lot of it that people said that's not rock and roll through their prism. And so, you know, as an institution, our job is not to lean into somebody else's definition. It's to realize that there would be no rock and roll if there wasn't, you could go back. I mean, we can go all the way back to African beat music, but
sure.
you can go through, gospel and soul and country and many other blues, many other art forms that fused into rock and roll. And so today's rock and roll is changing as well. So when we got into those categories, we did get pushback, but that was not going to be a deterrence to honoring the musicians that keep evolving that definition. And I think that's the right way to do it. And I think, you know, to your point, Cool in the Gang, I was really excited when I saw them on the ballot this year, and I certainly voted for them. And they're one of the most sampled, normally I don't close my ballot, they're one of the most sampled artists out there. And, there's a lot of people who start singing along to Cool in the Gang songs that aren't even sure who sang the song.
Yep.
They just know it's ubiquitous in their life. And so, the combination of artists that we put in this year, as you said, is going to make for a really, really fun and diverse show in terms of the musical styles. And that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, but it's funny how much of these this particular year, how much of them are part of like my favorites. Apple gives me an Adam Gold channel, like frequently listen to artists, and there's like five of them. Matthews, Cool in the Gang, three of them, I guess. I'm not a real heavy metal guy, but it struck me as odd that Ozzy Osbourne wasn't in already.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I mean, he's in with Black Sabbath.
Okay.
But wasn't in as a solo artist. And I was surprised it took us that long. But he'd been on the ballot before, so it wasn't his first time. And surprisingly, he didn't get in, kind of like Dave Matthews. And sometimes that happens. It's a byproduct of how a ballot is constructed in a year. And if you've got some absolute no-brainers, that can affect kind of the down ballot of votes. And so sometimes careful construction of the ballot can ensure a better opportunity for certain artists. And I think Ozzy in this year was an absolute lock when we put him on the ballot. But I think his inclusion is going to make for a really fun show. Oh. You know, and we have, it's going to be interesting because you have an artist like Cher, who I think all agree should have been in a long time ago. For whatever reason, that didn't happen. And she's become a little bitter about it and saying that she doesn't want to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, almost like Dolly did. But then once I think the gravity of the pending induction hits them, a lot of the artists you know, kind of realize that this is a pretty big deal for them and they come around. So it'll be interesting to see how Scheer approaches this. You know, as the ballot was constructed this year, we had two of those where we had an Oasis who did not get voted in and a Scheer who both kind of publicly stated that they did not want to be in. And of course, Oasis didn't get in. And I think their comments probably didn't help them, because if you're going to disrespect the institution, then the voters are going to say, well, why do we want to put you in? But in Scheer's case, I think she's been overlooked for so long. And she's such a cultural icon that regardless of her comments, we are going to put her in. So it's going to be fun for sure.
All right. Two final questions real quick for Rick French. Board of Trustees, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The class was announced recently, 2024. Eight different artists are in. Of the eight who are going in, which of them do you listen to the most?
Oh, boy. Okay, I got to think about this for a second.
I mean, for me, the answer is Tribe.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
So not Tribe, but boy, were they influential.
My gosh.
And we've continued to try to put them in time and time again, and I'm glad they finally broke through. I would say for me, of the eight in the performing category, I grew up in that era with Foreigner, Stick,
okay,
REO, Speedwagon, all of that. You know, Foreigner broke records when its first, I think, six singles all went to the top of the charts,
right,
which nobody had since the Beatles. So they're one, and I've seen him many times. The other is a dear friend of mine, Peter Frampton.
Okay.
And he's he and I have known each other a long time. He's an ambassador for the Buddy Holly Educational Foundation, which I chair the board of directors of. And Peter has been overlooked for so long. I mean, when you consider he's one of the great guitarists of all time, his work with Humble Pie, and on Frampton Comes Alive Alone, he should have been in a long time ago. So I'm extraordinarily excited to see those two go in, and I would say those two are probably who I listen to the most in there, but I would also say that Kool & the Gang was right there.
Second for me. As much as I love Dave Matthews, and I've seen him so many times, Tribe and Kool & the Gang, that, like Sam Cooke and Otis Redding, I go into those different phases of what I'm listening to when I'm not listening to Steely Dan. And my other question is, do you think we'll ever get Frank Sinatra into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Wow, it's an interesting question.
Are you ready for the big game? At The Designery, we can help you arrange your kitchen in the perfect way to feed everyone coming over for the big game. I'm Dana Merrill, the owner of The Designery in North Raleigh.
And I am True Merrill. I am the project manager.
The Designery is a lovely kitchen, bath, and closet remodeling company. We do pretty much any of the utility spaces in your house. If you want to store things in your cabinets, if you want to work on things on your countertops, if you want to have a floor that can get wet or muddy, we're the place to help you fix your home up.
We are The Designery North Raleigh, located at 3030 Wake Forest Road in the Holly Park Plaza. We would love to see you, or visit our website at thedesignery.com.
That's a great question. I've never thought about that. It almost seems like, how is he not?
Yeah.
If you're going to create this big definition of rock and roll.
He covered yesterday.
He did, and it did. Look, rock and roll, you know, I mean, rock and roll has evolved so much that somebody like Sinatra, as an early influencer at a minimum, you know, and I'll explain that if you give me a second, too, because I think it's really important here in this conversation. He's somebody that we could just bypass the voters, not that I think that he wouldn't be voted in,
right,
if he was on the ballot, but be given a musical excellence award to get in. And we created that category because, to be honest, sometimes we can't control, obviously, the way the vote breaks, but we know that there are artists that absolutely deserve to get in. But because of their era, or because they aren't traditionally defined in people's minds as rock and roll, we sometimes, if we put them on the ballot or have put them on the ballot, they haven't gotten in. And if you look at it, Jimmy Buffett is an example of that. Mm-hmm. Dionne Warwick is an example of that. And, you know, it didn't matter how many times we put the MC5 on the ballot over and over, we could never get them in. And so we created this musical excellence so that we could kind of, I hate to say it, bypass the stupidity of the voters.
Right.
but I say that, I say it in the nicest way, because sometimes we construct a ballot that's so heavy that those that come in 10th in the voting should on face value be absolute locks to get in, but you just can't put everybody in. So we created this category so that we could make the decisions ourselves with a board of, you know, artists and other inductees about who should go in. Dionne Warwick's a great example. You know, people, we put her on the ballot previously and she didn't get in, but, you know, she's an icon.
Yeah.
And she's
doing those silly commercials that are knockoff of We Are the World right now.
Oh, I know.
She's everywhere.
You know, and on your album, we opened it with Dolly. You know, she did the duet with Dolly on that album, which was really a lot of fun. And heck, she's also the queen of Twitter. So
I did not know that. I have to follow Dionne Warwick now. All right, we got to get Sinatra in. I have to run. Rick French from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Board of Trustees. I appreciate your time, my friend. Let's get Blue Eyes in the Hall of Fame.
I'll do what I can, buddy.
Thank you very much. Rick French here on the Adam Gold Show.
Did you know that your unused medications could end up in the wrong hands? It's important to keep your medication secure in a locked location, such as a locking box or locking cabinet. When it's time to dispose of them, safely and properly dispose of old, expired, or unused meds by using an at-home disposal product or a medication disposal box in your community. Don't miss out on medication take-back events happening near you. Don't let anyone take what's yours. Lock your meds. Be aware. Don't share. Learn more at lockyourmeds.org/NC.